Hey, good morning. It's the John Gibson Morning Digestion for this Monday, October 7th. Not so much of a love train for old Donald Trump. First of all, making bigger headlines than impeachment. It looks like Donald Trump is dumping the Kurds. So the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, elsewhere. Trump got on the phone with Turkey's Erdogan and announced we're moving our – we didn't have very many. It's like 150 troops in northern Syria. And Turkish troops are going in there and they're going to clean out the Kurds. So it looks like we have betrayed the Kurds again. This goes back. This is a great American tradition. This has gone on a long time. I don't know. I mean, Trump says he doesn't want to be involved in these wars, and you know, why should we? And although I think there was 150 to 200 troops in the area, American troops. I mean, all they were was a tripwire. Somebody killed one of them. We'd go in big or something. But there's also all sorts of concerns about ISIS will rise again and so forth. We shall see. Whistleblower number two, New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't put it on here, but Matt Taibbi's got a piece in the in Rolling Stone saying these aren't whistleblowers. It's just part of a plot to overthrow Trump. Real whistleblowers get prosecuted by the U.S. government, get thrown in jail, have all kinds of problems in their life. These are obviously insiders who are being protected. Anyway, whistleblower number two's lawyer says he's representing multiple officials who have the same complaints. This whistleblower number two supposedly has firsthand knowledge. So if your complaint about whistleblower number one was that he had he or she only had secondhand knowledge of the Trump Zelensky phone call, this one has firsthand knowledge. Now, I would submit that anybody who can go on the internet and Google Trump Zelensky phone call can get the transcript of the call and see for yourself. And you have firsthand knowledge. You don't need these whistleblowers. But in any case, Washington Post goes apeshit because Republicans point out Trump wasn't serious about the China Biden. Hey, China, you ought to investigate Biden. Marco Rubio said he's joking. Jim Jordan said he wasn't really serious. You know, come on, are you kidding? China investigating Biden? Come on, that isn't even serious. So the way this works now is Trump does something and the media turns to Republicans and says, well, how come you aren't condemning it? How can you possibly defend this? I mean, that twit Chuck Todd got into a big screaming match with Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson about, you know, why aren't you stepping up? Why aren't you doing something about this president? The Washington Post is running the texts between American diplomats and Giuliani and somebody in Ukraine that supposedly nails it down. I don't think America is going to read the text or care, but here they are. They're on the list. You can read them. The Politico is saying Trump can't control the impeachment revelations and he's frustrated and going a little wonky. On another Trumpy subject, Act for America, which is called anti-Muslim by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, was planning an event at Mar-a-Lago. And Mar-a-Lago says, absolutely will not have this event here. The headliner was going to be Michelle Malkin. I'm a little suspicious of the Southern Poverty Law Center. They just seem to make millions of dollars in donations by declaring this person or that group or a hate person. And I'm not sure that Act for America is a hate group. New York Times, Boeing versus Airbus becomes Trump versus Europe. Well, that's probably a good idea. Washington Post, inside the Republican reckoning over Trump. Essentially, this is a demand by the Washington Post and others in the media that if you're a Republican, you must condemn Donald Trump. Once again, you know, it's like the media is all spun up about Trump and he's doing these terrible things and we've got to get him out of there. I don't think he's going to be convicted in the Senate. I'm sure he'll be impeached in the House, but I don't think he's going to be convicted in the Senate. And even though Trump thinks it's a bad thing to have on his resume, if he was really worried about that, he should have done more to prevent the Democrats from winning in 2018, because I predicted they would impeach, and they are. So, you know, sorry. You know, yeah, I guess it's a bad thing on your resume, but you know what? It was coming the second they won in 2018. I just had this feeling that I could be wrong. I mean, I'd be willing to admit that I could be wrong about this, but I just have this feeling that the Democrats' obsession about impeaching him over a phone call in Ukraine and standing on the White House South Lawn and saying, China, you ought to investigate that crooked Biden. I just don't think Americans are going to think that that's a really good idea. I just think they're going to think, what are you people doing? Tech investors figure out WeWork was a scam. It's in the Wall Street Journal, and they're not investing. And IPO didn't work out. And WeWork was counting on $9 billion in funding from an IPO, and they ain't going to get it. And it's the head of it, Adam Neumann, was just a millennial scammer. New York Post, fraudster Lizzie Holmes, just one of the most unbelievable all-time frauds ever. She's broke and can't pay her lawyers, and her lawyers are asking the court, can we please quit, because she's not going to pay us. Politics. If you thought Hillary was playing for a rematch, you were right. San Francisco Chronicle, Willie Brown says, who should run against Trump? How about Hillary? Yeah, well, Hillary's saying the same thing. How about Hillary? That might be way it turns out if you stop and think about it. Rematch. She won last time. She can win again. You watch. Social justice warrior SCOTUS's new term begins with five big cases, including LGBTQ, guns, abortion, dreamers. New York Post, hashtag MeToo meets the Pope. He's thinking of lifting celibacy requirements for priests. There you go. Whiskey Tango Foxhot, cars are death machines. In New York Times. Now, this is a column by an op-ed person who's, I think, you know, somebody in her family was killed by a car. And they go through these stories of people who were hit by cars or hurt by cars, and they just an awful lot of them seem to be bike riders. Well, you know, riding your bike around New York City, yeah, there's a lot of cars, and they're very drivers are very frustrated, and they go fast, and they go around corners, and yeah. New York City's homeless killer, that's in the New York Times. They caught him holding a metal pipe covered in blood and hair. He went around smashing the heads of sleeping homeless. New York Times, New York City will spend $78 million per elevator to upgrade 70 subway stations. That's $5.5 billion. Just to put in an elevator in a subway station. $78 million per elevator. New York Times, the sexism of the wedding industry. I'm going to start a new category called First World Problems. This is young women getting married, and suddenly they're getting a lot of emails saying, it's time to change your last name to your husband's last name. But I don't want to change my last name. It's time for you to get pregnant. But I don't want to be pregnant. Washington Post, wife of U.S. diplomat kills a motorcyclist in a wrong-way accident in Britain, claims immunity, and splits. And the Brits are pissed. They want the immunity waived, and they want her sent back to face trial for killing. You know, she was in the wrong side of the road. She was driving on the American side instead of the British side and ran into an oncoming motorcycle. Washington Post, Iraq becomes a shitstorm again. Big protests and, you know, people getting shot and all kinds of things. And guess what? We had nothing to do with it. That's the amazing part. It's a headline about Iraq as a shitstorm, and the U.S. had nothing to do with it. Washington Post, a girl gets, 17-year-old, I think I can call her a girl, gets refused entry to the homecoming dance or the prom or something like that because she's wearing a jumpsuit instead of a dress. And she's told, you know, you got to have a dress on. Now, okay, so this, once again, is another story about, oh, and her mother. The reason this is a story at all is her mother had a quote, which is, what century are we in? My quick question is, why is this a Washington Post caliber story? A young woman is not admitted to a homecoming dance, and that's in the Washington Post. You know, it's like, give me a break. Okay, so we have the email address is host@johngibson.com. I noticed you guys didn't write over the weekend. I'm crushed. Write me a note. And the bitch box number, which is a voicemail, you just call and leave a voicemail, is host@johngibson.com, is 859 J Gibson, which translates to 859-544-2766. And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. And don't forget, get on the love train. I'm waiting for somebody to compliment me on being able to loop those things like I do. All right, see you on the podcast later.